The city had Labella Associates start planning for the land in 2008, work which pretty much went away when the economy did. Now things are a little better, and the city wants suggestions on what to do with the large swath of Niagara Falls. Last night, a public meeting in the Community Education Center looked at some possibilities. City Acting Director of Planning and Community Development Thomas DeSantis says a key question is the future of industry.
Does the infrastructure that we have, is that enough to encourage someone to invest like Greenpac Mills did? Is that enough to entice new investment and new employment in the corridor? And we just have to answer that question, because if it isn't, than just us sitting around doing nothing, waiting for someone to show up and make that investment and, create that employment, it's just not going to happen.
If there is less possible industrial development, that might lead to land being used for other purposes, office buildings or hotels. A basic change in the plan calls for more access to the city's waterfront by extending streets over or under the Robert Moses Parkway from the Buffalo Avenue corridor. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.